Blog Talk Radio.
They said we could
stay in the
spells at long range.
Absolutely.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
Live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to In the Country with Dave Woods. This is the place for up-close and personal interviews, as well as great country music from our featured guests. So sit back and relax. Today's show starts right now.
Peterborough country artist Elise Saunders joins me on the show today to talk about her music career, her self-titled debut CD, which we'll hear a couple of songs from, and lots more. It's my pleasure to welcome to the show Elise Saunders. Hey, Elise.
Hey, Dave. Thanks again for having me on the show.
You're so welcome. We were just talking before the show, and I think it was sometime last summer or a bit earlier than that that you were on the show. So a lot of catching up
yeah.
to do.
Yes, definitely.
I'm sure it's been a busy year, and I can tell through your MySpace site there's lots of stuff you've been doing. One of the things that was very recent, I guess either yesterday or the day before, you were involved in doing some modeling. Do you want to talk about that? It sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. There was a local person in town here who was doing a fashion show for her clothing. She has an online boutique store. Her name's Tia Star. So she was looking for a few different models, and I've kind of done some modeling classes when I was younger, and I thought, well, why not? It's good publicity, and it's
sure.
a fun thing to do, just get all dressed up and show off some clothes. So I did that.
Now, do you get to keep the clothes?
No, unfortunately
no.
not. That would have been nice, but we got our hair done for free, so that
oh,
was
nice.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Very so, cool. Yeah. So that... And that's obviously good practice, all the modeling and getting up on stage to, well, I mean, you're very comfortable on stage now, but for videos and that too, I guess it all helps.
Exactly. Yep, just getting in front of an audience, it all helps.
Now, I can tell from the videos I've seen on your MySpace site and as well as elisesaunders.com, you look really comfortable in front of people on the stage, and you can really sort of convey the song. You're sort of relaxed, and do you feel pretty relaxed on stage?
I do. It's I have to say, like, I have to admit that when I was younger, I used to be very shy with the whole thing and with my voice and everything. But I've come along. I've just really pushed myself. But since then, I don't know. I just love the stage now. Any chance I get, I just like being on stage now. And I actually prefer bigger crowds compared to younger crowds. Or sorry, smaller crowds.
Smaller crowds, yeah.
Which is the funny thing because some people it's the other way around. But yeah, I prefer the bigger crowds because there's more energy and it's just there's so many faces and it's a lot more fun.
Yeah, I guess as an artist and a performer on stage, you're going to get some of your energy from the sort of energy that comes back at you from the audience.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you definitely feel it on stage. The first time I felt that was actually when I opened for Derek Rattan at the Festival of Lights a couple of years ago. That was in front of, I think there was 20,000 people there. So
wow.
I never really experienced that before, but after I experienced that, that's really what I guess brought me out of my shell, and that's when I decided, like, I love the stage. So, and I want more crowds like that, hopefully, in the future.
Yeah, I was reading on your Twitter page the specific number you're planning towards of your own fans, 100,000 of your own fans to perform in front of.
Yes, I love that. One day, that's my goal.
That's a great goal.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, what was it like when you got up on the stage and opened for Derek Rattan and in front of, as you said, that number, 20,000 people, and that was your biggest crowd at that point? Before you went off, on stage, and a couple of days leading up to it, I guess, case of the nerves?
Yeah, I definitely had a lot of nerves just because it was something really new to me, and I actually hadn't been performing that many years at that point, so I didn't really know what to expect, and I basically practiced for pretty much every day for a couple of weeks, just working on everything. And then once I got on the stage, everything was gone. The fear was gone, and I just, I guess, felt the song.
Cool.
Just really got into performing. And that was where I just first really learned how to let go, I guess, of everything and just feel the songs and perform.
That is very cool. Now, other than that, the getting in front of that number of people, has there been any other challenges, Elise, in your career up to this point? Any sort of either roadblocks or things you've really had to learn to keep things going?
Well, there's been a few different things. I guess, well, on the business side of things, there's always roadblocks, just figuring out little new ways to get out there and just different things that work in the business and different things that don't. But also, I guess, yeah, the performing side of things, I used to be very nervous, like I said, with performing and just getting on a stage like that in front of Derek Rutan. I followed that actually the following year with a showcase kind of show of my own that I put on with another band at the Festival of Lights, and we had 5,000 there, which was another, I guess, a feat for me. So, yeah, it's been a growing curve for me just, yeah. I don't know, proving things to myself.
Definitely, I would think that would be a curve for sure. Getting up in front of large crowds the first few times would definitely take some getting used to. Now, on the subject of songwriting, Elise, I think I read on your website or in a blog that you've been getting into songwriting in the last little while.
Yes, I have been. I've always been interested in songwriting. I remember being, well, very, very young because my mom always did songwriting when I was, I don't know, about 4. I have memories of her doing songwriting and poems and things like that. So I've always looked up to that sort of thing. So I wrote my first sort of poem, sort of song. I was trying to write a song, but when I was 6, it was just a really simple thing. But I kind of just followed my mom's steps from that. And then I just started doing a couple little things at home when I was 16 before I could really play anything. And just writing lyrics and little tunes that I had in my head. And then now I'm starting to play guitar, so now I'm being able to incorporate that with my lyrics. And now just really working on that. And that's another big thing for me, just being able to sit back and really reflect on how I feel about things and different stories I want to write about.
Yeah, because that's so great that you're getting into the writing because, as you just said, you can put your own life experiences into it. Otherwise, you're looking for songs, and there are obviously a lot of great songs. But it's great to be able to put your own thoughts into one and make it a real personal thing.
Exactly. And it's definitely a lot of fun. I'm really liking it so far. I've been doing a few different things on my own, just trying different things out on the guitar because I'm still new at that. But I've also been doing some co-writing too, so I've learned a lot from those different writers too.
Now, have you had a chance yet to co-write with your producer and hit maker Cyril Rawson yet?
It's funny because I've said to Cyril, I don't want to write with you until I get some practice because he's one of the top-notch guys. But
exactly.
Practicing, so we actually are planning to do something hopefully next week. So I'm going to give him a couple of my ideas that I've started on, and I'm sure he'll be able to show me a lot of new things that I don't even know about.
Yeah, definitely. You can learn a lot from a songwriter like Cyril, for sure. So does that mean that towards your next CD, your goal is to have at least a few songs that you've had a hand in writing?
Yes, I want to have at least a few just to let the audience know that I have another side to me that I can write and that I do enjoy writing. So, yeah, and then I'll probably get a few other songs from some other writers that I can connect with.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, the amount of songs. I can't remember the number last time you mentioned how many you were able to listen through to. Can you recall how many when you chose the, I think, 10 songs for your current CD, how many choices you had?
I'd say there's probably close to 50. I'm sure I probably could have went through more and more, but there was when I was working with Cyril, he showed me a few different ones, and they kind of came as he was writing with people. He kind of had me in mind when he was writing. At that point, he really was starting to get to know me. So when he would show me a song, I pretty much could connect with it right away. But there was probably about 50 at the start, just to feel out what kind of styles I liked and what I connected with.
Sure. And one of those songs from the CD, your current one, produced by Cyril Rawson, and he has a hand in writing a bunch of songs on them. One of them is called Bittersweet. Do you want to talk,
right,
Elise, about choosing that song? And I think the other writer is Daryl Burgess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do you want to talk about that song?
Yeah, sure. The song, Cyril just kind of showed it to me and didn't really know what I think about it. But when I first heard it, I really liked the story and the lyrics to it because it has a really good message about life and how we go through different things in life, like ups and downs, and they're not always good and they're not always bad, but we realize that they're all bittersweet and that's all kind of meant to be in life, and everything happens for a reason. So, and that's a really big philosophy for me in life, life too, so that's a big reason why I love that one, and plus I just think it had a beautiful feel to it. And also, that was my last single to radio, which has done really well, and I think that a lot of people have connected to it as well. And I've also got a lot of feedback on it through different websites like Our Stage as well.
Must be pretty great to get the feedback to know you chose it for those reasons you mentioned, that it struck a chord with you, and then you're getting feedback from listeners who are relating to it as well.
Exactly. Yeah, that shows me I did my job well in picking the song.
Exactly.
I like having feedback. Yeah, because on the one website, I'm not sure if you've heard of it, ourstage.com.
I've heard of it. I haven't been there too much, but I've heard of it. It's a pretty good site, I believe.
Yeah, it is. It's actually, I love it. It's really great. It's a great place just to get your music out and be heard, and also you'll get new fans because there's a lot of people on there that just love music, and they'll judge you basically on because they love the song and not for other reasons. So
right.
It's really cool just to be on there and just to know what true people think.
For sure. That sounds great. Well, we'll come back and talk more about some of the sites you're on, Twitter and so forth, and then we'll give you a chance to give a shout-out to some of your fans who I know are listening, plus lots more. But now we'll share the song. This is Bittersweet from Elise Saunders here on In the Country.
Fall to earth from the tree. They're meant to be.
Peterborough, Ontario country artist Elise Saunders. The song is Bittersweet, and that's from her self-titled CD, which is available now, and we'll find out in a moment or two where to buy that. Elise, great song.
Thank you.
Yeah, very, very great book. Yeah, great vocals, and as you said, a great message on it. So let's talk about all these sites on the internet. It's so important today, of course, to have exposure on there so that people can find music. Do you want to sort of list where you are on the internet and where we can buy your CD?
Well, I guess first you can check out different sites. I'm on Facebook, and I'm also on MySpace, RStage. I also have my own website, and I'm also on CMT, Reverb Nation, and a few others that if you just Google my name, I'm sure you'll come across them.
Very cool.
You can find my music at iTunes, CD Baby, and you also can find it on my website as well. And then there's a few of the other ones that are listed on my website too.
Excellent, and it's elisesaunders.com, a great website. There's bio information and some video clips as well, and samples of the songs from the CD, so that's all terrific. What about Nashville, Elise? Did you have something else to add?
I was just going to say we're just in the middle of updating it, so they'll have to check it out, too, after we get it all updated.
Ah, very exciting. It's always good to get an overhaul and a new look to a website. We look forward to that. Nashville, has it been a place you visited yet, or how has that fit into things so far?
Yeah, I did actually my recording up there. My first trip to Nashville was for my first five songs I recorded. That was a pretty amazing experience, I have to say. That was, I think it was around April of 2009. And, yeah, I went up there with Cyril, and then we recorded the first five, and that was just amazing to be able to work with the people in Nashville because they work with the best of the best country artists. So it was a pretty surreal experience.
And then they put things together pretty quick, don't they?
Oh, yes, they do.
They know throw it
stuff.
All together.
Yeah. And we actually went back there again for the second trip to record the next seven in October. And then the following summer, I went to Nashville again to be a part of the CMA Festival. And I did the Fan Fest and was just there just to pretty much see how it all went down and just to see the performances up there, too.
That must have been a pretty cool. I was reading about that. You're at the CMA Music Festival. So you obviously got to see a lot of the big acts. Did you get to run into any of them in person?
Yeah, well, because I was part of the Fan Fest part, I had a booth that was set up, and it's a meet and greet sort of thing. But I was a part of the green room, so I did see kind of Reba and Carrie Underwood a little closer than what I would in, I guess,
nice.
On stage. I didn't actually get to meet them, but they were kind of around that area, so that was pretty cool.
Very cool experience for sure. Did you have a favorite moment on stage yet, either a favorite place or something that's happened that sort of is a good memory for you?
I'd have to say by far either the Derek Rutan experience or the last summer when I was at Festival Lights and I was a headliner along with the other band. Because I didn't really know what to expect if I'd be able to get a following out or didn't really know how supportive the local area was until that time. And then I had about 5,000 of my own fans come out. So that was a pretty cool experience too. And I felt pretty surreal about that as well.
Wow. A lot of those moments must be pretty surreal. Hard to believe you're actually there and that you've sort of accomplished that to be at that point.
Yeah, it's funny when it happens. I feel like another person when I'm on stage and that kind of stuff goes on. It doesn't feel like it's me. It's funny.
Well, yeah, for sure. Some of your influences, and we talked about them last time you were on, but who are some of your favorite musical artists that either you look up to or you just really enjoy their music?
Well, I have such a range, but with country artists, they're the woman that I look up to the most. So I love Carrie Underwood. Martina McBride is someone I've looked up to forever. Shania Twain is my number one. I've looked up to her since I was really little, and I just love everything about her. And Dolly Parton, I think she's an amazing writer and she's an amazing person. And I actually really like Miranda Lambert's music right now, and I think she's an awesome performer. And yeah, there's so many, but they're my biggest influences.
Yeah, those are great choices. And Miranda Lambert, her new song that's out, The House That Built Me, is just a beautiful song. And
I love
such
that
a classic
one, yeah.
feel.
Yeah,
now, with
I
your music, that. Your music sort of, there's obviously country in there, and there's some pop. For your next record, any thoughts on what kind of style it'll be? Will it sort of be the same that we've come accustomed to, or will you throw in anything a little bit different?
I'm sure since then I've grown a lot, so I'm sure it will have a bit of a different sound, but at the same time it's going to probably sound like me still, so it'll kind of have that same sort of style and feel to it. I do like the more newer country songs, and
sure.
That's probably what's going to still sound like, but a little more different, I guess, a grown-up version.
Yeah, and grown up, just 20, you're 20 years old at this moment,
21
right?
21
now, okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. You've done a lot so far.
I know, it's been fast, actually. It doesn't feel like it's been that long.
Now, you were mentioning your mom with songwriting. Is your family background, is there much music and songwriting in it that sort of was passed down to you?
Well, my mom's side of the family actually has a lot of different musical people. Everyone, to her brothers, her dad, his dad, everyone's kind of musical. My great-grandpa played fiddle, and my grandpa was a singer, and my mom's a singer and guitar player, and also my uncles did some singing in the Kiwanis and stuff when they were younger, too, so I'm sure all that kind of has passed down in the genes.
Sure, exactly. And what about with friends? When you got into country music and were singing that, sometimes, you know, I mean, country music's pretty cool these days, of course, but was there anybody who sort of said, oh, you're going to sing country music and thought about it in a negative way at all?
I wouldn't say they did. I always kind of sang both pop and country when I was younger, but I always started to get really, I don't know, fond of the country side of things because I just think they have great messages and country is just so much more down to earth. So,
yeah.
But when I chose that, people were definitely very supportive because my hometown is a very country town. So, yeah, they love it. I think if I chose any other genre, they wouldn't like it the same.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, country music is the best, so that's a great choice, and it's good to have that support around you for sure. Let's turn back to the music now from your self-titled CD, and this is your new single called Love Reinvented. So do you want to talk about the song and the writers on it, and just so this is your brand new single?
Yes. Well, it's not been released yet. It's just a possible single, hopefully.
Okay.
Maybe near the end of the summer, maybe fall. We haven't really decided a date yet, but it's a possible single at this moment. The writer was actually Cyril Rawson, and it's a song, I guess, when people start to have that feeling of love kind of fizzling out, it's about reinventing that love and, I don't know, making it new again. So I really like the message to this one because I do think that's really important in relationships too, and it just has a great feel to it. It's very different, so I fell in love with it when I heard it, and I think it's going to be a great release.
Sounds good. I think so as well. And we'll share it now with our listeners, and they can get a feel for it. This is Love Reinvented from country artist Elise Saunders here on In the Country.
Dropping in a late fall, and sometimes I feel like a star. find again, and can only wish that the only thought it was gone forever. We dug deep enough back to where it was, found my old feeling was a brand new twist. Love reinvented, said it like we meant it, maybe we're over the worst. We found a solution with a little evolution. Who says we both can't take the first step?
And that's Love Reinvented, a possible future single for our guest, Elise Saunders, who's joining us on the line from Peterborough. Yeah, it's a great song, great melody, and a very positive message, Elise.
Definitely, and that's what I love about it, too.
Yeah, it's terrific, and our listeners can head over to elisesaunders.com, S-A-U-N-D-E-R-S, the last
right.
name, and you can find lots more information about Elise once the show's over. And now, I mentioned earlier a chance for shout-outs. Is there anyone you want to say hi to out there, Elise?
Yeah, definitely. I'd like to say hi to my mom, my dad, my grandma Sandra, because I know all three are listening, Michael, because I know he's listening too, Sir William, and Sherry.
Very nice. That's great. All those great listeners are very close to you, and of course, all the other listeners, so glad that they could tune in. I wanted to ask you about horses. I was reading on your MySpace site that you just really love horses. Are you a horse rider at all, or how does that play into your life?
Well, horses, I've just always been drawn to them since I was young. I think they're a beautiful animal. I wish I had a horse, actually. Hopefully in the future at some point I will. But yes, I have done some riding. When I was younger, I did a few different lessons, and I've gone to horse camp and things like that. I haven't done any recently, which is kind of sad because I do miss it a lot, but I hope to get back into it again very soon.
Very cool. What about cover songs, Elise? Do you have a favorite song, and maybe it changes from month to month as all the great new country songs come out, but is there one right now that you enjoy singing?
Well, yeah, there's so many. I prefer to sing cover songs by, like, Leanne Rimes, Miranda Lambert, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain. Those are my top four that I really choose from. And I've always really loved the song I Will Always Love You. Dolly
yeah.
Parton wrote that one. That one's always connected with me since I was pretty young. So I'd say that's my number one cover song that I've ever sung, and it's got me a lot of attention, too.
I'll bet. That's it's such a pretty song, and I'm sure you delivered in such a way it would really suit your voice. So, as you
yeah.
say, you get a pretty good reaction from that one.
I love it.
Now, what about duets? If you had a chance, if you could pick from any country artist out there, whether Canadian or U.S., is there one that sort of comes to mind that you would enjoy the opportunity to record a duet with?
Well, obviously Tim McGraw, if that was possible.
And why is that? Why is that an obvious choice? Is he your favorite?
Yeah, he's. I think he's awesome. He's an amazing singer. So if I ever got the chance one day, that would just be the ultimate. But I also really like Jason Aldean right now too. Yeah, there's so many. I would love to do a duet with a male sometime. It'd be really cool.
Yeah, so, yeah. Duets always add a nice touch to a record. And what about from from outside the country field, from either rock or pop? Is there any artist or even a group that sort of you could see in an ideal world or a dream world teaming up with?
Let me think about that one.
Yeah, do you have like idols from another genre?
There's, I think it'd be cool to do something with the Eagles, because I really like the Eagles.
Nice.
They're just a really mixture of different sounds, and I think they have amazing music, too. And they're somebody I've always looked up to since I was young, too. My dad's listened to them forever, so I have, too. But they'd be
I love
pretty.
The Eagles. Yeah, Hotel
yeah.
California.
Yeah,
take
that's
it easy.
My favorite.
Oh, yeah. Hotel California is an awesome song. And
yeah.
They do, yeah, like you say, so many different sounds. They do some stuff that's a little rockier, and then they got the ballads, and they cover just about all the bases.
Yep, that's what I like about them. They're so diverse.
We are talking with Elise Saunders from Peterborough, Ontario, country artist. You can head over to elisesaunders.com and get more information from there. And if you Google her as well, there's other sites she is at. She's out there all over the Internet. In our remaining moments here, Elise, I wanted to ask you if you had any advice for anyone who might be listening who is maybe in their teens and thinking about getting into music, or maybe they've gotten a little bit into it. But what kinds of things would you suggest to them to help their career along?
Well, I'd have to say definitely keep down to earth and don't let people stomp on you. Just keep your head up. And also, I guess, just keep following the business side of things, because that's really what's going to get you along faster, is if you actually have someone that you trust, or yourself, if you could get in there and just really get to know the business of music and really what works and what doesn't. That's a big one. I guess keep true to yourself.
Great advice. Well, Elise, it's been a pleasure to talk with you again. It's always great to head over to your MySpace site and hear your songs. I'm a big fan, really like your singing. And I want to thank you so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you for having me on the show. I've enjoyed it.
Awesome. Well, it's been a pleasure, and we'll do it again in the future as well. We'll keep keeping up with you. My guest today is in Peterborough, Ontario, country artist Elise Saunders, and once again, be sure to head on over to elisesaunders.com. I'm Dave Woods, and that wraps up this edition of In the Country.
Spend some time in the country, we're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country, leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone, the best in music too. Spend some time in the country, we've been waiting.